his trumpet concerto. Poet decides to look for a quiet spot somewhere in the forest, but even there he finds no inspiration. Suddenly, he hears a sweet voice calling his name.
"I came here to help you,"
a beautiful fairy tells him.
"Touch this magic orb, and it will give you inspiration and fill you with wonderful energy."
Fearful at first, Poet finally puts his hands on the orb. Suddenly, his head fills with words and rhymes.
"Take this orb with you,"
the fairy says.
"Then your friends will also be able to use it."
Time passes, and the Smurfs start to worry about Poet, who stopped leaving his house. They decide to pay him a visit and find him writing pages and pages of poetry.
"Be careful! You're going to smurf from exhaustion,"
they exclaim.
"Thanks to this magic orb, my energy is insmurfable,"
Poet replies.
"You can try it out yourselves."
A while later, Papa Smurf and Chef Smurf return from the forest, where they were picking wild strawberries. They enter the village and witness a strange spectacle. Everyone is working like crazy. Painter Smurf is waving his brush frantically, and the musicians are playing their songs at top speed. But after some time, despite the orb's magic, the Smurfs start to feel exhausted. One by one, they fall on the ground. Papa Smurf intervenes and takes the orb away.
"I think it's Smurf's dark magic," he says.
The Smurfs are desperate. They feel completely worn out and decide to go and look for the fairy. They find her by the waterfall, where she seems to be waiting for them.
"I have another magic orb in my house. You just need to follow me,"
she says to the Smurfs. The path leading to the fairy's house is very long and runs through a snowy mountain. Farmer Smurf starts to hesitate. He really wants to turn back. The Smurfs reach the fairy's residence. It looks so sinister that Farmer loses his nerve and flees.
"Too bad for him," the fairy says. "He won't be able to use the magic orb."
The orb at the fairy's house is enormous, and it shines much more brightly than the other. When the Smurfs touch it, they immediately forget about their fatigue.
"You won't be able to live without it,"
the fairy sniggers. All of a sudden, she transforms into an evil witch. A monstrous bird swoops down and sits on her shoulder, croaking horribly. To stay close to the orb, the Smurfs become the witch's slaves. They would like to run away, but they don't have enough courage. Luckily, back in the village, Farmer tells Hefty the other Smurfs may be in trouble. He quickly heads into the forest to bring his friends back home. He arrives at the witch's house.
"Come on! Smurf away from here!"
he cries to his friends.
"Free yourselves from this horrible orb!"
The Smurfs come out of their trance and do as he says. The witch is furious.
"I hate it when someone noses into my private business,"
she growls, grabbing Hefty and picking him up. Poet Smurf quickly comes to his senses. He uses his broomstick to pick up the orb. The magic orb rolls down the stairs and breaks into pieces.
"You won't escape me so easily,"
the witch yells as the Smurfs run for their lives. Back in the village, Papa Smurf draws a conclusion from the little Smurf's adventure.
"You must believe in yourselves," he says. "Smurf only on your own abilities. Magical energy is nothing but a dangerous illusion."
A few days later, the witch returns to the forest disguised as a fairy and tries to tempt the Smurfs.
"Thank you," Poet says. "I'll smurf without your black magic."
Then, Jokey intervenes and offers the witch a present. Obviously, it's an exploding gift box, but this time it is filled with Papa Smurf's special powder.